Hope Pajeski and her husband Ryan farm in north central Oklahoma. Hope has gone through and graduated from the Oklahoma Ag Leadership Program, currently serving as the president of its alumni organization, the ALO, Ag Leaders of Oklahoma. And Hope and the ALO helping put on something called an ILAC during the month of August in Oklahoma. Hope, maybe the first question is, what in the world is an ILAC?
ILAC stands for the International Leadership Alumni Conference, and it's a conference that is held every year in a different state or country for alumni of agricultural and rural leadership programs. So there's a program in almost every U.S. state, three provinces in Canada, Australia, New Zealand, Mexico, and Scotland that are all invited. Plus, this year, we're kind of having the more the merrier attitude, so we're inviting a lot of extra people too. Pretty much anybody that's interested is welcome to come.
Now, you're actually helping coordinate this thing as the president of the Ag Leadership Oklahoma, ALO, which is the alums of the Oklahoma Ag Leadership Program, right?
That's correct. Agricultural Leadership of Oklahoma is the alumni association for the Oklahoma Agricultural Leadership Program. And we're also hoping to use ILAC this year as sort of a grand reunion for all of the alums of OALP. There's over 450 alums now, since we're in our 16th class of OALP, and I'd love to have as many of them as possible come to ILAC and have just a grand reunion for everybody that's been involved over the years.
So tell me a little bit about, first of all, how did Oklahoma land the international program this year?
Actually, they didn't have a program step up to sponsor this year. Normally, you know a long time ahead of time that you're going to be the one to do it and have a lot of lead time to get everything together. I started asking back in the end of last year in November where ILAC was going to be this year, because I've attended twice in the past and really enjoyed the program and wanted to put it on my calendar for this year. And the response I got back was, we don't have anybody to host this year. And it's the 24th year. They have a host for next year, which is the 25th anniversary. But they didn't have anybody this year. And so me, being the glutton for punishment that I am, said, well, we might be able to do it. And I had a board meeting with my ALO board later that week and fully expected them to say, no, you're crazy. But they said, yes, we'll do it. So we ended up doing it. And we're trying to do a really great job with it. I think we've got great speakers and great tours, and hopefully we'll have a big turnout.
But let's talk a little bit about dates and where you're actually holding the meeting at.
Okay, the dates are August the 14th through 17th. And our host hotel is the Wyndham Garden in Oklahoma City. But we're going to be out of the hotel a great deal. We have a lot of tours, and we have other venues where we're having events in the evenings. So we'll be out on tours, as well as at the National Cowboy and Western Heritage Museum, the Devon Boathouse, and the Myriad Gardens for some of our speakers.
I know what Noble Foundation stepped up and is a major player as well.
Yes, Noble Foundation is our sponsor for the conference. They're sponsoring the entire conference. We also have CHS Foundation sponsoring one of our speakers on Wednesday evening.
So tell me a little bit about, you know, maybe give me a couple of the highlights of the program that you feel will be especially of interest to folks in this part of the world.
We have really great speakers. On Wednesday evening, we have Jolene Brown, and that evening that's the one that CHS Foundation is sponsoring, and she's doing the presentation called Let Go of the Ropes. It's basically, hey, you were trained to be a leader, now go out and do it. Very good motivational speech that night at the Cowboy Hall of Fame. And then on Thursday evening, we're having our event at the Devon Boathouse, and we're going to have presentations about the Dust Bowl. I believe at this point we're going to have some actual survivors of the Dust Bowl come and share with us that night. And then after that, we're going to have Kerry Watkins from the National Bombing Memorial talk about leadership that was exhibited in the aftermath of the bombing. Friday morning, we have speakers at the hotel, and the first one is Jason Lusk. He's going to talk about what he did his book, The Food Police, about. And then after him will be Bruce Knight. We're still debating on what Bruce's topic's going to be, but I think it'll be a very thought-provoking presentation about farm policy. And after Bruce, there's Kevin Murphy, and he's going to talk about the morality issue that a lot of people bring up with food and how to address that issue when it's brought up to you. Saturday morning, we have Evelyn Browning Garris to start out the morning. She is a historical climatologist talking about long-term weather and climate issues, which everybody who's involved with agriculture is very interested in. And after Evelyn, we have Janet Huffnagel-Thompson. And Janet's a really interesting lady. She's originally from Oklahoma, done a lot of interesting things in her life, including going to Australia, starting a feedlot in Australia, and basically getting run out of the country by environmentalists and animal rights folks. So she's back in Texas now and running a feedlot out there, and she's going to talk to us about their experience and that whole ordeal and lessons learned from it. And then after Janet, we have Jolene Brown again for our closing speaker, and she's going to do the presentation called Tough Questions in Tough Situations, hopefully giving us some training on how to address urban people and friends that we have that don't understand what we do in agriculture.
So in your mind, obviously, grand reunion for OALP, but also some good educational and training opportunities as well.
Yeah, our theme for the conference is finding the next piece to your leadership puzzle. But in organizing this conference, I've really tried to make it a really informative, thought-provoking, and motivational experience to hopefully get people moving on the stuff that they were supposed to get motivated to do in the leadership program. And we all get busy and forget what we're doing. So hopefully it'll evoke some thoughts and some motivation in people to do some new stuff.
So give me a website. That'd be probably the easiest way for them to get more information, right?
Yes, the website is www.ilac-conference.com.